When the frog was once on the chair, he wanted to be on the table. And when he was on the table, he said, "Now push thy little golden plate nearer to me, that we may eat together." She did this, but it was easy to see that she did not do it willingly. The frog enjoyed what he ate, but almost every mouthful she took choked her. At length he said,
"Oh, I've eaten and I'm satisfied now. I'm tired. Carry me into thy little room and make thy little silken bed ready, and we will both lie down and go to sleep."
The king's daughter began to cry, for she was afraid of the cold frog, which she did not like to touch, and which was now to sleep in her pretty clean little bed. But the king grew angry and said, "He who helped thee when thou wert in trouble ought not afterwards be despised by thee." So she took hold of the frog with two fingers, carried him upstairs, and put him in a corner. But when she was in bed, he crept to her and said,
"I am tired. I want to sleep as well as thou. Lift me up, or I will tell thy father."
Then she was terribly angry, and took him up and threw him with all her might against the wall.
"Now thou wilt be quiet, odious frog," said she.
But when he fell down, he was no frog, but a king's son with beautiful, kind eyes. He, by her father's will, was now her dear companion and husband. Then he told her how he had been bewitched by a wicked witch, and how no one could have delivered him from the well but herself, and that tomorrow they would go together into his kingdom. Then they went to sleep, and next morning, when the sun awoke them, a carriage came driving up with 8 white horses, which had white ostrich feathers on their heads, and were harnessed with golden chains, and behind stood the young king's servant, Faithful Henry. Faithful Henry had been so unhappy when his master was changed into a frog that he had caused 3 iron bands to be laid round his heart, lest it should burst with grief and sadness.